Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the World Survival Show with Tim and Maurice Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 23rd day of March, the year of our Lord, 2019. Hope everybody's doing good today. Folks, we got a show today that's just cram-packed full of information and for a very good reason. There's a lot of things going on in the news. Stuff I find fascinating. But not anything as important as what we're going to talk about today. I'm sure that everybody is aware of the flooding in Nebraska and Iowa, a little bit in northern Missouri, a little bit down the Boot Hill of Missouri, or so I've been told. Folks, this is going to affect the price of food this coming year. The grain that was held for spring sales, I'm sitting here looking at a picture right now where the big silo-type things, bins, whatever you want to call them, have been ruptured due to the water flowing through. Literally millions and millions of dollars of grain in the water, which means, of course, it's ruined. Just reading an article about one man that lost 29, this is just one person, lost 29 cow-calf pairs. The governor of Nebraska says he estimates 50% of the farmers will not be able to recover. Now, remember, the areas that we're talking about are the breadbasket of the nation. You know, not entirely. You know, Kansas got a lot of farming, too, but from what I understand, northern Kansas has some flooding, but they've got a lot of food, too, in Kansas. Go ahead, Rick.
It's supposed to be 14 states in total that have issues, not like Nebraska, but will suffer financial losses and of course, farmers failing because the last five years have been poor for them. Now this on top of that, and that's kind of like maybe the straw for a lot of them.
Right, and plus a lot of them were still recovering from that massive flooding 8 or 9 years ago, too. You know, they were just getting back on their feet. But, you know, here's the things that are affected, folks. All grains, swine, cattle, all those things are going to go up in price in the very near future. And what the three of us wanted to talk to you about today was getting your garden in. If you've got more money because you're not having to buy vegetables, you might be able to afford some meat this year. I'm not saying the prices are going to skyrocket, but everything I'm reading is telling me it's going to go up 10-12%, which is plenty, especially when you're talking about meat. So, Rick and Lori, I'm assuming we want to start on ground preparation for putting in a garden. Where do you guys want to start at?
Lori, ground preparation is the place to start. See, and now we have to start at the bottom.
All right, well, whichever one of you wants to go first.
Well, I'm going to let Rick talk to everybody about your ground preparations.
Yes. Go ahead. Am I supposed to go?
Yes.
Yeah, she's permitting you,
I would say this about that. Wonderful subject. One of my favorites. Hold on 1 second. Vehicle in the gravel, sorry. There's a wonderful, it's only like 3 or 4 minutes, J.M. Fortier, which, of course, for all of you Frenchmen know, that's F-O-R-T-I-E-R. J.M. Fortier on bed preparation in his market garden. It's only 3.5 minutes, but it shows just essentially in very short detail, a lot of it's fast-forwarded, the bed prep for a market garden bed. And it's not rocket science, but if you don't know it, if you don't know how it's done, essentially what is done is most of these people will overlay the bed And beds are, standard bed is either 50 or 100 feet long by 30 inches wide. They will overlay that bed with an inch and a half or so of compost, maybe 2 inches, you know. There's no, the only thing you can really do is put on too little. Then they'll cover that bed with a black tarp. And what that does is a couple things. It does a number of things, actually, that are quite good, especially if we're going to talk about rain. But it causes the weeds and things that are in there to germinate. But because of the lack of sunlight, they linger and then they die. So what will happen is, in the spring, they uncover this bed, and they'll just usually broad fork the bed. Tim, you got the you got that little video I sent this morning of me broad forking this morning.
Yeah. It's not fun, Rick.
It's not fun. It's not a fun thing. But it's quite the workout, folks. You can go to Johnny's Select. There are a lot of people that have good broad forks. A broad fork looks like a goalpost, a football goalpost. But the bar
also looks like it weighs about 75 pounds.
You know, I got to tell you, there's a learning curve with this thing, because as you bring it up to put it over your shoulder, around like a yoke, if you bang yourself in the head with that thing, it ruins the next couple minutes. Yeah, it does. It really stings. There's a square crossbar that you would stand on, and you hold on to these big uprights, like on a football goalpost, and you this thing has these big tines, and you put all your weight on it, you force it into the ground, it goes in 10 inches a foot, and then you don't turn that dirt over, you simply break it back at about a 45, and it will crack, and it will raise up. And what will actually go on, and you've seen this probably with beds that have been composted or mulched, is that they form kind of a crust on the top. And
yes, they do.
They'll shed water. So by breaking that open, you're doing some things. You're allowing oxygen down in there. Also, you know, whatever nutrients, like if you've overlaid the bed or if you're about to overlay the bed, it's great because the compost and all that sort of thing falls down into those cracks, and the ensuing waterings of rain, they'll push that organic matter down almost a foot, and then the worms will take care of everything else. So they'll uncover the bed, break the bed. But here's the good news: if you've got a bed like that, you are not subject to spring rain. You can plant any time. And I think I may have said this, I forget what I say to Tim privately and what I say to him publicly.
Right.
Believe me, they're two different things. I take out almost all the four-letter words when we're here. I put the mitt lighter stuff on. Also, which rinses down. We don't have to get into that process, but I will say this, with respect to raised beds, there are, and I've mentioned this before, but it's probably been a year, there are two kinds of beds, raised beds. One is a permanent raised bed. The other is a bed that maybe you're making out of 2x10s. I'm all for raised beds with wood sides, but there are some downfalls. One is that they tend to hide things like slugs and other things that get in there. They also fall apart at some point. They need replacement. Yeah. The other thing is it's very difficult to get any kind of implement up in these beds, depending on what your implement is. In my particular case, I like to use one of those little lightweight, they're called cultivators. It's not a tiller. It just has these metal stars on it that look like shurikens. And it goes down. If you really work at it, you can go down 6 inches. But in a raised bed, you don't have to go 6 inches. You know, 2 inches is fine. So you know, once again, we have not disturbed or erased that critical microbial structure. Tim, you mentioned here a minute ago, you know, people, you know, I guess we would like to flatter ourselves by thinking that we could encourage somebody to put in a few new beds. That
right.
might be the case. I will say something with respect to that, too, and that is that anything like this, any improvement of this nature is turns out to be money in the bank for you.
Oh yeah.
It's not like having a swimming pool or something, and if you ask me, it's entirely more practical. But you know, if you have on your premises 4 or 5 mature garden beds, to me that is an asset that has to be discussed. You know, that should be on your profit and loss statement. I don't know. It's an asset. It's a great asset because, you know, you get to provide good clean food for yourself at almost no cost at all. I mean, it's very nominal. Seeds cost practically nothing. I just checked the cold frame. I've got lettuce and bok choy coming up. I put those seeds in there a week ago, so I figured today would be some things would start. The tomatoes haven't broken ground, but they will probably in the next 3 or 4 days. It's great down there because it looks like it stays 50 degrees all night long, which is just perfect. That's really optimal for things like beets and lettuce and the earlier crops. The earlier crops tend to have lower ideal germination temperature. Interestingly, on Clyde's Garden Planner, you will see the minimum temperature. What do you think What do you think the minimum germination temperature of lettuce is? Won't take a whack.
I really don't know, Rick. I missed place mine. It's in a desk drawer.
It's 35 degrees. I cannot believe you can germinate anything at those temperatures, but apparently it's possible. So,
wow.
Once again, $5, Clyde'sGardenPlanner.com. You really need to get you some. I think they got the deal. I think it's 3 for $12.50 and mailing is free. So it's $5 a piece or 3 for $12. You get $2.50.
That's what I should have done. Instead of buying one, I should have bought 3 or more. See, I put mine in my big desk drawer that's just packed full of stuff so I wouldn't lose it.
Well, they make
and without dragging gifts, everything out, I'm never going to find it.
Well, yes. Yeah, the problem is they make a great bookmark, too, and I never found mine from last year. I think I mentioned, you know, nevertheless, who knows? I probably finally gave away the last one and don't even remember. Bed prep, this is the time. This is the time to be doing it. Here in Missouri, in the middle of the country, right in the middle of the country, our last frost date is the first day you'll actually be earning a dime, April the 15th. Most Americans, everything they earn from January 1st to April 15th leaves in the form of taxes. But don't worry, if Ocasio-Cortez gets elected, that will go all the way to Thanksgiving. And then everything from Thanksgiving, everything between those 2 days, Thanksgiving and New Year's, can be spent on Christmas presents. And that way you'll have nothing left at all. So, you know, you can truly say, you know, that you're not
materialistic. Well, that's what she wants to do. Instead of just having certain parts of the country that are in severe poverty, she wants to put the whole country in it. That way everybody's equal.
Well, yeah, and it is a material world, and I am a material girl. So back to the gardening situation. You know, I was going to, the only reason I brought up the Mitt Lighter system, which you can look up on your own, wonderful videos out there, is that, you know, if you, and I said this last year too, if you put in a brand new bed, it's going to be virtually, it's almost not going to be able to sustain any intelligent growth life this year, because it just doesn't. You can plant seeds in there, and yes, they will sprout, but then they won't hardly do anything. And some,
right,
some vegetables and plants are happier with that circumstance than others. Others, some, can't, they hate it completely, and they refuse to do anything. However, if you have a brand new bed and you would like a full harvest, if you use that brand new bed in the mid-level system, you can get a normal harvest off that bed the first year. And it's just really not complicated, and it's not expensive. It was devised for the third world, so we know it can't be expensive. It's devised for poverty-stricken individuals. So it's an effective way to handle your beds for the first year or two until they actually, develop the microbial structure that converts. The microbial structure is what's converting organic matter into inorganic matter, which is the only thing that a plant can consume. Plants do not eat banana peels and eggshells. You may get a thrill out of burying those things. The plants can't use it for 6 months to a year until microbes break that down into things like nitrogen, phosphorus, calcium, manganese, whatever, all the chemical parts that you see in fertilizer. Or you can just throw mid-lighter fertilizer combination, which is really just Epsom salts and 12-12-12, and I think some micronutrients you get from the Mormons, which and we said before is not expensive at all.
Right.
It's just, in fact, you can buy for, I can't remember anymore, for $25 or $30, you can buy enough for the normal garden for an entire year. So that's, once again, quite inexpensive, especially if you weigh it against what a lot of people use, which would be things like Miracle-Gro, stuff like that. So,
right.
So,
which, by the way, Rick, now let's mention regular Miracle-Gro and vegetables. Now, regular Miracle-Gro, you get a lot of leaves and no fruit, right?
Right.
But the vegetable one works.
Yeah. The regular standard Miracle-Gro, which you're welcome to use if you want to pay for it, and it does work like a charm. Use on leafy things like lettuce or anything like that. But
right.
The high nitrogen prevents flowers on everything. It prevents tomatoes from flowering. So if you're doing okra, eggplants, any of the nightshades like tomatoes and stuff like that, peppers,
the
more flowers, the more fruit. You stop the flowering, well, guess what? You got big green plants, and like Tim said, nothing to eat. And so, so they have what's called Bloom Booster, or the vegetable stuff, which is roughly the same thing. And what it has is low nitrogen, and I think the middle number, which is potassium, is high. And that is meant to encourage flowering. So that's the one you
need. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. We'll start taking calls at the top of the hour. Hang on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
And welcome back to Real Survival here on RBN. We are talking about our gardens today and getting prepared for them, and we're doing a kind of a refresher for those who have been listening and for those who haven't. Rick was just explaining to us about our soil and what we needed to do to get it all going and started. Rick, please continue.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
It's okay.
What I was I was walking and couldn't get the phone unhooked, but I thought quickly enough. What I would suggest everyone look into, and this is a good idea for everyone, but especially if something, we have a serious turn of events, whatever that might be, you need an intelligent source of decent composted material, and I don't care what it is, whether it's stall sweepings or from your local city. Here, about 30 minutes from me, we have a town further in. The St. Louis is very strange. It's made of township after township after township.
You're not
little
kidding.
Police department, yeah, little police departments, little gods, little mayors. Not to short circuit the subject, but you got that picture of my son-in-law with the governor. I'll explain that to you later. But we have little townships everywhere, and all these little townships, to keep their townships clean, they accept yard waste, and so what they do is they'll take that, pile it up, compost it down, and then sell it back to you for a very nominal fee. So a pickup truck load, if you're a resident, is $7. If you are a non-resident, a pickup truck full of this composted material, and it's ORMI, whatever that is. That's, or, you know, it doesn't contain anything from Monsanto or anything. You can get it for $15, or you can have it delivered. And generally, and believe me, a pickup truck does not hold a yard of compost usually.
No.
Maybe a half or less, depending on what your truck looks like. So you can usually, for about $30, you can get a yard of compost. Or if you can strike up a deal with somebody in the area that has horses or something like that, they'll generally have just piles and piles of stall sweepings, which is good because that's, of course, we all know, you know, I know I'm...
That's got hay in it, it's got the horse manure in it.
Shavings.
Yeah, it's got everything. Yeah.
It's got everything. When that compost down, that's really good. That's not too hot. But you know, if this is something anybody can do anytime, is start looking around and find out where you can get copious amounts of this kind of material, because if you get in a situation where you need to throw up 6 or 10 50-foot beds real fast, I would say two things. First of all, if you don't know what the mint liner system is, you at least better print it out, hard copy, and put it somewhere, because those 6 or 10 new beds aren't going to do you any good whatsoever if you've got some sort of a family descending upon you and they think they want to eat food. So,
right.
Nick, if you got to throw up some beds real quick, if you don't have any organic material, and by the way, there's nothing complicated about this. All you do is you pile up about a foot deep rows of compost. Just bury the grass, bury the weeds, bury it all. Yes, on the edges where it's shallow, you're going to get some things come through that you'll have to deal with the first year or two. But you know, it's also not going to sustain life, so you'll have to use mint liner for the first year or two. But I've already covered that. So,
right.
But without an intelligent place to find that composted material, that leaves you growing in the dirt. And, you know, that's not very, in most places, that's not terribly productive. I mean, yes, it's been done for a very long period of time. But once again, you know, it depends on where you are. Some people probably have great dirt, which is lovely. You know, the only problem there is if they're not permanent raised beds, which look like long mounds, berms, we would call them. You really have problems with the spring rain. Once again, you become subject to those issues that plague farmers. You're no better off than they are. So,
right.
So, with respect to that, you know, if you're not going to put some composted material somewhere on your property, at least if you know where you can get it in a bind, that would be very, very useful, very good information.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, I agree with you. Now, folks, there's one point I wanted to bring out. If you're physically incapable of gardening, well, I'll tell you right after the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gold and silver have been used for tens of thousands of years for trade, taxes, and tribute. No other metals have ever demonstrated such ultra-long-term correlated consistent value. None. I'm Tim Center from the Rural Survival Show. Rick, Lori, and I want to let you know about Gold Wealth Financial, a full-service investment firm specializing in gold and silver. These folks know the answer to those questions that you have about owning physical gold and silver. These are the same folks we buy our bullion from. There are no minimums. You can buy as little as an ounce or as much as you want. Don't risk losing what you already have during the approaching economic collapse. Visit GoldWealthFinancial.com today or call 1-480-440-7100. That's 1-480-440-7100. And please tell them we sent you. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about gardening and all this morning. Tim, you were fixing to say something before break. You want to continue?
Yeah. What I was going to say, folks, if you're in the current state that my family is in, everybody injured, and you can't physically garden this year, a trick we're going to use is the farmer's market. The prices are not that bad. You have the option of getting fresh vegetables to eat that day, or do like I do and can them. You know, and of course, all you do is take the oldest stuff you've got canned and eat that first. You put the new stuff in the back of the stack or shelf, and that is an option. Now, believe me, I want to get out there and garden, but watching me get across the yard is, how would you put it, Rick? Funny? it's ridiculous.
Well, I would use the word determination.
That's
laborious. Laborious. Not highly productive, though.
Yeah, but anyway, a couple other things I wanted to mention, folks. At ruralsurvival.show, we now have links to the show's Facebook account and Twitter account. Not a lot on there yet, but if you use those things, we sure would like you to follow us or whatever it's called. I don't know yet. I'm still learning it. Social media has never been a big one for me, but it's been suggested by multiple people that we need those two things, and we've got them now. Links up in the top navigation bar. There's a little Facebook icon, and
what looks like a sick bird to me trying to get off the ground flying. But anyway, you click on either one of them, they'll take you to the appropriate places. Also on the website, we got links to our sponsors, which are Extendivite and Gold Wealth Financial. Don't remember the URL, don't worry about it. Just go to ruralsurvival.show and click on the icons for them. And also, we are now posting our videos from the show, from this show, on our own website versus Bridie on our YouTube. YouTube, we had to be far too careful, and Bridie on just didn't work out for us. Okay, enough of me talking, Rick. Let's get back to the important stuff.
The important stuff. 8 signs that you're more intelligent than the people around you. We can resume our gardening in just 1 second. I didn't memorize all 8 of them because one of them was not memory. So I'm fine with that. One was that people who do not have to surround themselves with social media and throngs of people who don't mind being alone, in fact, maybe enjoy it, tend to have higher intelligence levels. People who can see patterns developing that other people can't, like let's say you're a, I don't want to use the word, what's a better word for prepper? There's got to be a more intelligent, a skillful person, a skilled individual.
A person with foresight.
Yeah, you see storm clouds gathering in the banking community and in government, and you feel their icy fingers, closing in, and that's a sign that, of course, other people, is it that they can't see it or they don't want to see it? I don't know. But
I think it's that they don't want to see it, because, Rick, right now you'd have to be blind. I mean, you got the one-month treasuries beating the 10-year treasuries as of 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I mean, how much more of a sign do you need?
Well, that's right. We're only seconds away from a complete inversion, which, you know, is always a disaster. Another one was that you tend to connect unrelated items in strange ways. I'm going to tell you, proof positive, that I am smarter than the average person. You know, Tim, you and I can make colloidal silver for about $1 a gallon, right? About $1.05.
Oh, yeah, easily.
All right. Okay. So, for my birthday, I get all kinds of good stuff, like chicken pluckers, wool underwear, stuff like that. Well, I started thinking about this. I know. And I started thinking about this, and I thought, what would happen? That's always the first. Hold my beer and watch this, honey. What would happen if I took my socks, after they come back from the laundry, I took my socks and my underwear, and I took a 2-gallon bucket, and I put a gallon of colloidal silver in there, right? Now you got empty space.
Right.
Okay, take your socks after they get back from the laundry, smash them around in there, get them good and wet with colloidal silver, and then wring them out and hang them up to dry. Now you've got silver impregnated underwear and silver impregnated socks. Hypothetically, since the pores of your feet are the largest on your body, would probably, I don't know how you could get athlete's foot ever again, and you would always be ingesting I don't think you could, or jock rash, and then you'd be ingesting small amounts of silver, which means you'd kind of be killing mold, yeast, fungus, virus, and bacteria as you went. So I proposed this to my wife one evening last week. I said, Les, and I think I sent you this, my idea. I said, we could start a business. We could call it Silver Socks or something like that, where people send you their socks and underwear, and you just rinse them out with silver, dry them, and send them back. Well, my entire family was frightened, and I thought about it. Yeah, I really don't want strange people sending their underwear here, but because the next thing they'll want me to sign it. But what's going on is that the next morning, my wife said, "So, look, now that the beer done wore off, I want to tell you that you had us all pretty scared last night, saying you were going to take in socks and underwear from deer hunters and bikers and rinse them out with silver and mail them back." And I said, "Yeah, but, you know, 10 seconds worth of work, $5, you know." And she's, here's the deal. Or more, oh, yeah. Well, here's the deal. I didn't want to say that I had had too much beer, but I didn't want to say I was sober either, because I was left with no choices. One way, I look like I'm drinking too much, and the other way, I look like I'm rinsing out underwear sober. So, you know, I had no choices. Anyway, so that's enough
Rick,
about
Rick, if you start this business, I've got one recommendation, and that is buy yourself a very large refrigerator and make sure it's absolutely full of beer every morning.
Yeah.
And that way you can get through what you got to do all day.
Oh, I don't think my wife is doing anything like this. I was thinking about providing jobs for, you know, a few people who wanted to work a couple hours a day. But, yeah, I think we'll probably dispense with that. And in case I haven't proven, you know, that I'm beyond average intelligence with my underwear rinsing scheme, we should probably move on to something more intelligent. Say, by the way, before we get off the bed prep thing, I want to say two things. There are two kinds of tarping on your beds. One's a black tarp, and the other is clear. They're not the same thing.
No.
If you do clear tarping, I think it's called solar tarping, it kills everything. It even kills the earthworms. So, you know, there are times when that can be handy, depending on what's in your soil, but solar tarping is not black tarping. So that's another thing. Another situation which is fascinating, if you've got the money, walking tractors are absolutely insane. They are, you may have seen them, it looks like a big lawnmower, or like looks like a tiller, really. It's got two big tractor wheels, not big, they're maybe, you know, 24 inches. But you walk behind this thing, and of course it's got any number of attachments that you can put on these things. They come in gas or diesel, but they're not cheap. You know, these things are like $2,500, $3,000. But if you get the diesel one, you know, diesel stores indefinitely. These, if you've got permanent raised beds, you can tilt or shallow till a bed in 60 seconds. You know, and that's ready for planting, bed prep. So, but if not for that, I want to mention something that I find absolutely fascinating, which is the Haas Tools people, H-O-S-S, Haas, is in Haas Cartwright.
Okay.
Haas Tools, very, very high quality tools, not expensive, made in the USA. Really great stuff. They've got things like old-fashioned stuff that's new. It's like, you know, you remember what a wheel hole is? It looks like a wheel. You're pushing a wheel, like a wheelbarrow. It looks like a wheelbarrow, but instead of having the barrel on it, it would have implements that you can hook on there, and some of them are like little plows that you walk and you kind of shuffle your arms back and forth. Some are stirrup hose, so you can run down a road real quick and just cut all the weeds down. Fascinating stuff. But they also have, for a very nominal fee, like $190, they have a drip tape set up, which I think I'm going to get, because some of my beds that I put in a year or two ago, I don't like running the sprinkler for a number of reasons. One is, of course, it waters the entire surrounding area, and then the grass around the bed just goes crazy, which I hate. And of course it's a fantastic waste of water as well. So I want to set those six beds up or so in drip tape. Drip tape is like a flat tape that looks like a soaker hose. But for $190, they've got 1,650 feet of drip tape, 100 foot of header, which is let's say you've got a header which runs sideways on your bed, and you would hook your drip tape, let's say let's say in a 30-inch bed, you've got three drip tapes coming off your header. So you get
right.
you get all those things, and you get the hole punching. You get everything you need, the hole punching tools, all that kind of thing, for $190, $1,640 feet of drip tape. If you're not going to buy their wheel, I think a wheel hose is like $200, and then the implements are a la carte. So, I mean, you can get, and they got these really high quality replaceable wood handles. You know how big tools you got, wooden handles you can unbolt and, put in case you break one, put a new one on. It's all like that. It's all American steel. Hickory handles, the whole nine yards. You go to HossTools.com, look around there. Great stuff. And the reason I'm bringing that up is if you're not going to buy a BCS or something along those lines, and you don't necessarily want to do every single thing by hand, a couple $100 for a Hoss wheel hoe would be good. That would be pretty straightforward way to work some of these logger beds.
Well, not only that, if you're talking about the one I think you're talking about, Rick, they don't use gasoline or diesel or nothing.
It's all human powered. It's a metal wheel.
If there wasn't any gas or diesel, you can still do your garden efficiently. Not that you can't with a shovel and a hoe, but my God, who wants to do that?
Well, that's it. And if you're in a situation where time is money and you need to churn beds, you need to get them producing and flipped, the faster you do your bed prep and get your plants in, the better off you are. You know, if you can do it in 2 hours instead of eight, then I don't know what you think, half a day your time is worth, but if you add enough of those up, it's worth a wheel home. So, eventually it's going to come to $200. Yeah, even if you're working for $2 an hour, eventually you're going to break even. So Hoss Tools, look at that. They got a lot of great stuff in there, American-made, high quality. I really think even if you're not buying, it's fun to look at their stuff. You don't normally see. It's not easy to find really good quality tools anymore. Yeah, Lowe's and Home Depot is It's getting harder and harder to find a really good
Walmart tools.
It's big box nonsense. It's trying, And some things I'm fine with, like if I need a super light shovel, and so I get a $15 shovel and it's got a fiberglass handle that's in it. Now, you're not going to dig up a tree with that one. You'll break the handle off immediately. But for small tasks, a light shovel's great. I also have bruiser shovels that we get from the concrete contractor supply place where the concrete contractors go. And their stuff, that little hole behind the shovel where the handle comes through, even that's welded shut. So these things, these tools are beastly. They're heavy, but they're also probably going to last a lifetime, too. So...
You get what you pay for.
Well, yeah,
I got a shovel that cost me $65, and I've had it for years, and it's made to cut through roots and go around rocks.
Yeah,
funny shape thing. But it's a specialty shovel.
I got a buddy of mine owns a cemetery. Well, he doesn't own a cemetery. He runs all 17 Catholic cemeteries. And he had this really high-quality shovel he gave me, so I cleaned it all up and put a new handle on it. And I showed it to him, and he said, this is kind of funny. He said, that is a beautiful shovel, and I am a man in a position to know about those things. Well, where he is,
I bet he is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's got thousands of people under him out there.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
He does, yeah, tens of thousands, maybe. He's a powerful man. When he talks, everybody listens quietly.
They don't argue a bit, by the way.
No. You know, you're not allowed to embalm a nun. Are you aware of that?
No, I didn't. No.
Nope, you gotta You got to bury them a la natural. And in fact, they're not a coffin really. Their boxes are basically made of cardboard. These gals are completely recyclable. He's buried a couple of them, maybe alive. Yeah, I know. Well, that's where I was going with that. Okay.
All right, Bugs. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll start taking your calls right at the top of the hour. You can call in now if you want. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've been covering a few different topics this morning, mostly on the garden area. We are taking callers. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Go ahead and call in. And
We'll get you right at the top of the hour.
No comments. I don't want to hear anybody calling about the underwear thing, though.
Oh, come on.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I just want to make one comment real quick, okay?
Yeah.
We talked about getting our soils ready for our garden, and we talked about possibly using manure. I want to remind everybody that if you're going to use manure, just make sure that it's aged manure, manure that has set out in the weather for like 6 months or longer if possible, because using the fresh stuff will actually burn your garden. okay?
Well, so, definitely the chicken will. Rabbit won't, but chicken will.
Yeah, well, so will cow and horse manure. So, if you have access to it, yeah, if you have access to it, and like a neighbor or something, if you don't have these kind of animals, but you do know someone that does, you might ask the farmer if he's got some that has been sitting out for a while, not some that's, you know, fresh, unless you want to start putting some fresh in your compost and, you know, turn it and let it sit for a while before you use it. But if you...
Well, I wouldn't turn it down. You know, another place you can get it, folks, is where there's livestock auctions, what we call sale barns here in Missouri. Normally, they'll give you as much as you want. I even have it. I'm actually bringing dump truck loads out here, and it hadn't cost me a penny, you know, for them just to get rid of it. Of course, we only live 3 miles from the sale barn. So keep in mind, the sale barns are where
farmers are bringing their livestock in to sell to other farmers that might need them. So therefore, the manure is already in the barn, and to keep the barn clean, they pile it off to the side, and they usually, like you said, just give it away, you know, to get rid of it, to keep the barn area clean and pest-free, flies as much as possible. So...
When we're talking a pile, sometimes we're talking quite literally 40-foot piles that are 50, 60 feet across. Now, that's what we mean by a pile of manure. So, they got a lot of it to get rid of.
Black gold.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. But, like you said, Rick and I just wanted to touch on making sure you guys already had your soils prepared, especially since the farmers this year especially are going through rough times due to the weather and everything, and that your food prices are going up. We're trying to make it so that you keep your food prices down by you actually being able to put in a garden. And remember, if you can't go outside and put in that garden, you can do it in pots. Just remember to check on your pots if they're going to sit outside. You might ask the person working if it's a porous pot, if it's a sweat pot, you know, because if it sweats, then you're not going to have to water it as much. But if it's porous, you're going to have to water it a little bit more. You know, also your climate, depending on where you live, you know, if it gets too cold or whatever, the pot may crack, you know. So these are things to ask your florist, wherever you're buying your pots or your garden area. Hang on to those thoughts, and we'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.